Yet even after being shown in this way, some people are afraid of the light ray hook of compassion because of their pride and veils of error, and they escape. So then on the third day, blessed Ratnasambhava's circle of deities will come to invite them, together with the light path to the human realm. So to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words. O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the third day, a yellow light, the purified element of earth, will shine, and at the same time, blessed Ratnasambhava will appear before you from the yellow southern realm, the glorious. His body is yellow in color. He holds a wish-fulfilling jewel in his hand and sits on a horse throne, embracing his consort Mamaki. He is accompanied by the two male bodhisattvas Akashagarbha and Samantabhadra, and the two female bodhisattvas Mala and Dupa, so that six Buddha forms appear out of the space of rainbow light. The yellow light of the skanda of feeling in its basic purity, the wisdom of equality, brilliant yellow, adorned with disks of light, luminous and clear, unbearable to the eyes, will come towards you from the heart of Ratnasambhava and his consort and pierce your heart so that your eyes cannot bear to look at it. At the same time, together with the wisdom light, the soft blue light of human beings will also pierce your heart. At that time, under the influence of pride, you will be terrified and escape from the sharp, clear yellow light, but you will feel an emotion of pleasure and attraction towards the soft blue light of human beings. At that moment, do not be afraid of the yellow light, luminous and clear, sharp and bright, but recognize it as wisdom. Let your mind rest in it, relaxed, in a state of non-action, and be drawn to it with longing. If you recognize it as the natural radiance of your own mind, even though you do not feel devotion and do not say the inspiration prayer, all the forms and lights and rays will merge inseparably with you, and you will attain enlightenment. If you cannot recognize it as the natural radiance of your own mind, supplicate it with devotion, thinking, it is the light ray of blessed Ratnasambhava's compassion. I take refuge in it. It is the light ray hook of blessed Ratnasambhava's compassion, so feel longing for it. Do not take pleasure in the soft blue light of human beings. That is the inviting light path of unconscious tendencies accumulated by your intense pride. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the human realm and experience birth, old age, death, and suffering, and never escape from the muddy swamp of samsara. It is an obstacle blocking the path of liberation, so do not look at it, but give up pride, give up your unconscious tendencies. Do not be attracted to it, do not yearn for it. Feel longing for the luminous yellow light and say this inspiration prayer with intense one-pointed concentration on blessed Ratnasambhava. When through intense pride I wander in samsara, on the luminous light path of the wisdom of equality, may blessed Ratnasambhava go before me, his consort Mamaki behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the perfect Buddha state. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of blessed Ratnasambhava and his consort, and become a Sambhogakaya Buddha in the southern realm, the glorious.